Welcome. You're about to embark on a journey of sound. A sound you can relate to, yet not one often highlighted in a state that boasts of 10,000 lakes and the call of a lonely loon floating across the still waters on a warm summer evening. The sound you'll hear today is the music that penetrates your very soul, the blues. I'm Mr. Jack, and I'll be your host and tour guide as we cruise the Minnesota blues world and the artists who share the healing power of this musical genre. You're listening to Cruising the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack. Welcome aboard. Let's get this cruise underway. We talk with Minneapolis St. Paul musician artist Joyanne Parker in March of 2018 about her music and life in the music world of Minnesota. And today we're back with Joyanne to talk to her about her brand new album entitled Hard to Love, which just came out in April of 2018. Joyanne, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First of all, I want to say Hard to Love is a great album. Just that's my review, so you get a Mr. Jack review. And all the originals were penned by you and guitarist Mark Lemoine, correct?
Yes, right.
And the package design is strikingly stellar. I mean, I'm a graphic artist by profession, and I have to give kudos to this Emily Olson design for a great overall package design and great use of the photos by Christy Williams at Grinke Photography. And this might sound kind of silly, but I think people who just buy the album online are kind of missing out on part of the experience, you know?
For sure, yeah. I always want to put out something that looks good as well, sounds good. I think it's just who I am. I don't want to put anything subpar out there. And so, yeah, I do give the digital booklet with people who just download it, but it's still not the same as having it in your hand, I don't think.
Right, yeah. Well, that's good, though. That is good to know that they do get the digital booklet, and that covers it pretty good. But, I mean, it's just kind of nice to – I'm from the old school where I like to hold something in my hand, you know, instead of the laptop or my digital device, so to speak. Let me ask you this. Describe for us your description or overall feeling of the subject matter behind this collection of songs.
Well, I kind of – have been, I don't know if I did it on purpose or not, but the last couple of albums have been kind of thematic. Like the first one was On the Rocks, and it was kind of a lot of songs about rocky relationships.
Yeah.
So, but this one is kind of the same thing, whether it's about the person singing the song or the person that they're singing about. And another relationship-oriented album. Sure. I had a reviewer actually the first time say, How many songs can you write about relationships? And I always say all of them,
because yes.
Because it's very elemental, and so
very relatable. People can relate to that stuff too.
Right? You know? Yeah. And that's like, and I think I talked to you about that before. That's to me, the blues. You know, is stories that people understand.
Right. You know, Hard to Love, the title cut. It's a very nightclubbish sounding song to me, and a very nice exit to your album. So. I'm going to hit you with a personal question. Was there some story behind that, or is it just kind of a love song in general type of a song?
I think I was just, that song, I actually was talking about this last week, how I wrote that. I had been listening to a lot of, or thinking about a lot of Great American Songbook type songs, and that one came to me as I was running a bath. Like, I literally was humming, and then I came up with the melody, and then the words just kind of came out. But I think what I had been thinking about was just somebody who you're really like, oh, you really, really like this person, but you're like, you can't figure out what they want from you, or, you know, yeah. How to love them, because they just make it really difficult. So I don't know that it was, I mean, like, I always say I'm a storyteller, so I always have stories brewing in my mind of whether it's partially from my own experience or partially stories of other people's,
sure,
you know, lives and loves that they've been in. So it was kind of soap opera-ish.
Cool.
Probably that tune.
Well, it's great. It's a great song. Great title song or title cut of your album. And like I said, it's kind of an exit song for your album. A really very, very nice feel to it. I like it a lot. Speaking of songs, you got any other personal favorite songs on your Hard to Love album?
I love Home. Home is very personal to me. I always tell a story about that song before I sing it, because it's about, I wrote it after a friend of mine, her son took his own life. And I was just really sad because I know way too many people that, you know, either I know personally or a friend of mine, you know, like that, who it's their son or grandson or something like that. I think I've had 4 or 5 this year. That I know. And I think I was just, I struggle with mental health problems. I have anxiety and depression. And and so I was really, I think I was really sad. I was just sitting around thinking about him and why in the world, you know, a very young person like that would do that. And I started writing this really sad song. It was like a lightning bolt from above just hit me, and it turned into this song of hope. That it just came out, it completely turned around. Wow. And why I wrote that song and why I performed that song and why I tell the story is because it's so personal to me, like I said, because I struggle with the same things, but I want it to be a catalyst for people to start conversations and to not be afraid to talk about how they're feeling. And, you know, if they're down in the dumps or if they're, you know, God forbid, feeling like they want to, you know, leave this world, that they would be able to use that song as either just a lift for themselves, or they can use it as a, give it to a friend to listen to. And nice. I've had so many people come up to me after shows, after I tell them this story, and just open up to me, you know, tell me things that, you know, so many people just come and say, thank you. You know, my brother took his life, or I tried to, or even just, you know, my mom is in the hospital and we're afraid that she might not make it. Mm-hmm. You know, the song was just very helpful for me. So that's one of my favorites because it is so personal to me. Yeah. And I just want it to be a way to help people open up.
Oh, that's so cool. That's why I asked the question, because I think a lot of people think when they get an album or I don't think they realize what we as artists put into our albums. I mean, we have those songs for reasons, and a lot of the songs we write are from personal experiences or issues we have or are concerned about. And so I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah.
Another thing too is I don't think probably they do, but the depression things and so forth are very common with we creative artists and musicians.
Yeah.
It's just a common thing that we have to deal with on a regular basis. I'm in the same boat. So I think it's not, you know, great that you can share that with the public and be real with them and let them know that. And anyway, it's a great song. So Home is one of those that just really stands out as one of your favorites. That's cool to hear. Here is Hard to Love and Home by Joanne Parker off her new album, Hard to Love. You're listening to Cruising the Minnesota Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack.
Say the best things are free, but when it comes to him and me, I paid with my heart early on. The price was high, you see, because he is so hard to love. They say that we're quite a pair, that I should hold him near and dear, and I must I have to agree, but what they can't see is that he is so hard to love. He knows just how to dress, never fails to impress, and his hair's always combed to a T. But under I'll never leave. We'll be like cold November rain, then warm as June. And when he loves me, he'll roar like the sea. And if I stay, maybe someday he won't be so hard for me to
you gotta let the hope of a new one keep you fine.
know you've been strong. You've been so strong. Oh, you've held on through it all, right to the end. And all the strife and the pain that you've been experiencing, well, it's been dragging you way down. Let me tell you, there'll be no more suffering when that tribe pulls in to carry you on home. Hey, you'll be going home, home, when your work on this earth is done. Then you'll be going home, home, to this world you've never belonged. There'll be peace in your valley, rest for your weary soul, and the ache in your heart, well, it will finally be gone. When you'll fought the good fight, then you'll be going home. Everything's gonna be alright. Well, it might be tonight. Yeah, you'll be going home. Everything, everything is gonna be all right.
Joanne Parker off her 2018 release album, Hard to Love. Let's take a listen to the lead-off cut here, entitled Memphis.
Rolling down that highway they call the 55. I ain't looked behind me since I pulled out of my drive. Darkness tries to swallow me as I think of what I've done. But by the time I reach that Tennessee line, you ain't on. Nothing on the ice within your veins. And as that southern wind hits my face, I know this time ain't the same. No, I won't be going back again. Of this you can be sure. And a smile creeps across my face as the paddle hits the floor. Now the time I get to Memphis, I won't need keep on rolling on down. Like you talk to me, do you tell her that you love her? Say she's all you need. Oh, do you tell her she's the best thing you've ever done? And do you look in her eyes and tell her she's the one? Touch me. Do you hold her body close to yours as you sleep? And does she lay her head down on your chest? And do you pull her lips to yours for a sweet? Thank you. You drive all the girls crazy, but say you want me. If that's true, give me a clue to what's in our way. Hey. My phone rings, I'm afraid to take your call, 'cause you might tell me you don't wanna see me no more. And you say that you're sorry, you don't wanna fight. I'm so amazing, can't you see me tonight?
Listening to the new release from Joanne Parker out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota area, entitled Hard to Love. This is Mr. Jack, and you're cruising the Minnesota blues today. Thanks for joining us. I'll be right back. Today on Cruising the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack, we're talking with Joanne Parker in regards to her new album, Hard to Love. Let's get back to our interview. So for you personally, what is the most difficult process in making an album? You know, what's the most fun process? So what's the most difficult and the most fun thing in making an album?
Well, I think it's different for people like me who have... this is not the main thing that they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not, you know, we're independent artists, so we have to get out and make the money and put it together in pieces.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the most difficult part, is that a lot of times you just don't have the time or money to just sit down and do it all at once, like you would if somebody was saying, hey, we're going to make a record. And I'm always in awe of people who say, well, we're going in the studio this week, and then in 4 days they're done, and I've never been able to do that.
Speaking of that really quickly, how long does it take from concept to the finished product? How long did it take you to do this album?
Let's see. Almost a year, I want to say. Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And again, I'm working with guys who are working, you know what I mean? We don't all just sit around all day, you know, get up at noon and eat our Oreos and, you know, I mean, everybody's working, you know, so that really is the most difficult part, I think, is that the stopping and starting.
Okay.
To try and get it to all kind of be cohesive. So this time we were able to get a bunch of it done at once in the same room, lay down a good days, and then kind of come back to it over the next few months.
Sure.
Which was helpful, because I wanted it to be more organic sounding, where we were all in the same room and feeding off of each other's energy.
Yes.
As a group. So I think the most fun part is the reveal of it when you're all done, because you have decided to be done. You know what I mean? When you finally just, it's like you can breathe. It's like the baby has been born. You know, I can say that as a mom, that the labor pains are pretty bad sometimes, because I had a friend of mine, I think Mark Cameron, I think, said to me, he goes, you don't ever stop, you're not ever done making an album, you just quit. Like, you just stop, because otherwise you would just keep tweaking it forever, because we're artists, and you constantly are going, well, maybe I could do that a little better, or maybe we should fix that, or maybe that, you just have to stop. At the mastering point, and you've handed it over, and you have said, this is it. Because at that point, you're done. I mean, you're basically done.
Sure. Okay.
There's not really much you're going to do with it anymore at that point.
How long have you and Mark, it's Lemoyne, right? Mark Lemoyne?
Lemoyne, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How long have you collaborated in the writing process?
Pretty much since the beginning. He and I write most of the songs.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times they come out pretty much ready to go, you know, where I have said, no, beginning to end, I have this done.
Sure.
But he's always helped me with something, you know, and there are always parts and pieces that are definitely necessary to make the song what it is. So we've just decided to call ourselves like Lennon McCartney and just go with Parker Lemoyne and say that we are always, because they always put their names on everything.
Yeah.
They just always, whether it didn't matter who wrote it, if Paul wrote it or if John wrote it, it was always Lennon McCartney, because I think they felt like they were a team, no matter what.
Wow, very good.
So that's kind of what we do. Because we just feel like we are both necessary to each other to finish stuff. So, since I started writing, but I only started writing, you know, 4 years ago, maybe four years ago. So, and that's about the time I met Mark. I've always just, we just have a really great musical relationship like that where we complement each other really well, so.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. So besides Mark and I, you have a new band behind you. Tell us about the band.
Yeah, Tim Wick is the next longest member. I think Tim has been playing with us he's on the record, and he's been playing with us for almost 2 years. And then I've got Bill Golden on drums and Brad Schaefer on bass. And they're my steady band. Like, they're there most of the time. Mark is always there.
Okay.
And then, you know, Minneapolis is very collaborative. People are working. So, if, you know, they're not always available, because musicians, they just want to work. And so they, you know, everybody works with two or three different bands. So use Scotty Graves sometimes on the keys, and I've got Steve Grip sometimes on bass. So I've got, you know, guys who are great and around and know my stuff, and I can call them if I need them.
But those
five guys that I mentioned first are my main band, and they're usually with me, so.
Where is the life you promised I'd see? Hey, time on your hands. A jealous heart, an angry soul. You're doing all that you can to make everyone else bluer than you. A long, long life of bad memories keeps you from sleeping at night. You lie
of the new band then, and I call it a new band. versus Sweet Tea that you had formerly. I noticed you did some redo songs on this album, like Jigsaw Heart and Happened to Me and Evil Hearted. So what is new and different? Why did you decide, I need, you know, let's redo these? Or what's behind that?
Well, I think the songs just, they needed a freshening up. And also, I learned so much more around this time about the recording process and what I did wrong the first time. Also, I joined that band. I was not in full creative control. When I was with that band, it just was a different situation. So I did not have say over how I really wanted my songs to be.
So this
time around, I was able to do it the way that I wanted.
Here's Joanne Parker with Jigsaw Heart, followed by What Happened to Me, and we'll end this set with Evil Hearted. Joanne Parker today on Cruising the Minnesota Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack.
The ache of a broken heart is one I know well, and I felt it many a time. But the pain of loving someone you can't have is its own kind of personal hell. Who can explain why we love who we love, or how a heart chooses its mate? Does the universe and all of its stars align? Is it chance, or maybe it's fate? Life made sense, and my soul whispered something I couldn't hear, but I knew what was said all the same. Then I saw your face, and in that moment my whole world was set all ablaze, and the fire inside can't promise to love him. 'Cause you stole my heart, I can't give him my life. 'Cause my soul belongs to you. I'm not whole when we're apart. Woke up this morning with a pounding in my head. I was hanging all sideways off my bed. I couldn't even tell you what day it was. Pretty sure I was still working off a bus. I looked at the clock to check the time. 2 hours late, work started at 9. Tried to uncross my eyes 'cause I could hardly see. Good Lord Almighty, what happened? Good Lord Almighty. no good. Always been the trouble kind. I've never been no good. Always been the trouble kind. I tried to warn you when we met, but you already made up your mind. I'm a force of nature, babe. You can't stop this train. Poison arrow to your heart and a bullet in your brain. Nothing you can do will save me. I was born to be alone. May the Lord above have some mercy on my soul. Oh, babe, I've been so bad. I'm an evil-hearted woman, and I don't deserve no good man.
So how do my listeners get a hold of this album of yours, Hard to Love?
Well, if you would like to support me, the best way you can do that is to go to joyannparker.com and buy them directly from me. You can get a download or the album, and I will autograph it. It's the only place you're going to get a hard copy unless you find me at a show. So if you want a hard copy, right, I will autograph it and send it to you. But you can also download the digital there, too. You can get it wherever you like to get your music. If I've had people say they really want the FLAC files, which are like the uncompressed ones, I have those on my Bandcamp site. So if you really want that, you can get it there. And that comes directly to me, too. The money does. Otherwise, it's available anywhere you like to get your digital music.
Okay.
iTunes, Amazon, it's everywhere. You can even ask Alexa to play it. I tried it this morning. It works.
Oh, wow, that's great. Hey, I want to thank you once again for just talking with us and sharing us with some things about your new album release here, Hard to Love. We're talking with Joyanne Parker here. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Yeah, no problem.
I hope you enjoyed our Minnesota cruise today to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area to talk with Joyanne Parker. This is Mr. Jack for Cruising the Minnesota Blues. And until next time, I'll catch you later.